If you could, turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 1. Be looking at verses 6 through 8. It says, "So when they had come together, they were asking him," being Christ, "saying, Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority." There's going to be certain things that you can't necessarily worry yourself about. "But what do I want you to do? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." We see that happen in Acts chapter 2. And they begin to speak the mighty deeds of God. "And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth." You're to be my witnesses. That's what we're supposed to be as believers, to begin to bear witness of who Christ is, what he's done upon the cross, how God raised him from the tomb to conquer death and to secure our salvation forevermore. We're supposed to go and bear witness of who Jesus Christ is to those around us. So with that being said, I'm going to call up Miss Joanne Meyer. Have a great treat this morning for us. Now, those of you who don't know Miss Joanne, you were invited by Miss Sandy.
Right.
Right, and she comes to the first service, and then usually you'll kind of head out to go back to where Armin is, and then you and Armin will go to church there at Vickers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So how did you and Sandy even meet?
We live at Vickers, mm-hmm. and she has this cute dog.
Okay.
And I guess we met through the dog. Yeah.
And then, so how did it even come up about church?
Well, I told her I was looking for a church. Okay. We were very involved in our church in South Carolina, and mm-hmm. looking for a church home, and it was over a year. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Well, try mine." So mm-hmm. I said, "Okay." So I've been here ever since. Mm-hmm.
So you did the come and see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're the come and see people. Come and see, right? Now we're talking about on Wednesday night. We're the come and see. And so explain to us a little bit about Armin's condition.
Well, he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. He still knows me. He still can get up and walk a little bit.
He's been falling a little bit more.
Oh, he falls. Yeah, okay. He falls a lot. That's really why he's over in the care center. Mm-hmm. So he's slowly but surely losing his... He spoke four languages, so we're down to half of one kind mm-hmm. of the English. So, it's progressing. But my prayer was... My prayer for 36 years was that he would come to know the Lord, and I would even pray, "Lord, if you don't want me to pray this, take that out of my heart, and I won't pray it." Mm-hmm. But he never did. So every day we're gonna mm-hmm. pray for his soul. So then when we met, you offered to come visit him, and mm-hmm. nobody has offered to come visit him. Mm-hmm. Maybe one or two of my neighbors.
Well, I think Miss, here it is again. This was Sandy that came up to me, and she said, now up to this point, hold on. So y'all had been going to church in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Armin, what was it that he did for a career?
He was a chemist, textile chemist. He mm-hmm. worked for a Swiss company. He's from Switzerland.
Yeah, he's Swiss. You guys ought to hear his accent. That's pretty neat.
I forget he has one. I mean,
you've been with him so long. I don't. Yeah, I impersonate him on Wednesday night sometimes.
You're good.
I love it.
Well, the Swiss are pretty glacial. Mm-hmm. And it's sad because so much of the early reformers came from Switzerland, but now there's hardly anybody in church over there now.
But y'all were going to church.
Yeah.
I mean, for the whole time you're married.
Oh, yeah.
And he would go with you.
Oh, yeah.
But you would say you were concerned about his salvation.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he was sitting in the seats, you don't really...
Years.
You felt that he had not made a decision for the Lord.
Oh, no, he hadn't.
And he would tell you, but right. he would go to church with you.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it goes to just show you that just going to church doesn't mean anything. Amen. You have to be born again in the Spirit. And so you begin to pray, and so you came here, and then you and Sandy meet, and then Sandy goes... I think you need to go visit him. And I said, okay. I said, then we'll go. That's why I read Acts 1. We're to be his witnesses, to bear witness of who Jesus Christ is. So you begin to pray for him. He was going to church. This, and he's quite an intellectual man, very smart man. I've
Oh yeah, he.
I mean,
it's still there. Some of it.
Yeah, it was very intellectual, and so at that point, I come to visit, and but I wasn't even quite sure what to expect. I just knew that God had called us. You need to go do this because if in fact you're my believer, then you need to be willing to go and witness wherever God sends us, right?
Right.
And so you'll sit in there with us most of the time. We're all three will be in there. And I remember going at first, and I wasn't even quite sure where to even start. I mean, we're talking about Alzheimer's. I don't know to what degree where we are. And then I remember kind of feeling like a pinball at first because I'm like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. How do I do it? And I think at first I just tried to sit down and get to know him. But then I just kept praying. And I just felt like the Lord burdened my heart, just read. You just read to him. So I jumped in the book of Matthew. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to go into Matthew, right? And then we made it through like five chapters in Matthew.
Yeah.
And then I remember coming to you and going, we're switching. Because I felt like the Lord going, you're in the wrong book, kid. And I said, we need to be in the book of John because it's the book of believe and it's the book of love and it's more intimate and relational. And so we started down the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think from the very beginning of me being there, now Joanne's bold too for the Lord with Armin as well, but very kind, very respectful. And Armin is. And I remember us reading, and I would ask, do you feel like today might be a day you'd like to make a decision for the Lord? And what? How would he respond?
No. Nine.
No. No, I'm not ready. I need to know more. I'm not ready. And then I just felt the Lord testifying in my heart that John 2, mm-hmm. when Christ began to overturn those tables, because of the way Armin was brought up, and Armin's dad had a bad experience in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
and that's always was seared in Armin's head, very bad experience, and so I just felt the Lord testifying into my heart when we got to John 2 and Christ began to overturn those tables, and began to let him know, see, Christ loves you, Christ cares about you, he doesn't like when people are taken advantage of through the realms of religion. And it looked like a light bulb had almost just came on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember going, we're ending out and saying, do you think you'd like to make a decision today? And he said yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then he kind of backed off a little bit, and I could feel the Lord nudge in my heart, point him to Joanne. And I said, you know, you can pray with Joanne at any time, Armin. And then I left that day. Mm-hmm. And so what happened?
Well, I guess I forgot the prayer, you know, the one you're supposed to say. So I kind of winged it, and I because I had never gotten that far,
mm-hmm.
never gotten that far. It was always he'd slam the door, and so I prayed the prayer. I felt the Holy Spirit was saying, and I said, that's it, and he said, yep, that's it, And so I was like. It was, and then I kept thinking, did it take? I mean,
right. And you texted me,
yeah.
And you said, I don't know. And I said, let's say this much. Up to this point, that man has said no every, and he knew clearly, no, I'm not ready, no. But for him to even say yes, I said, we're going to take great joy and comfort in that, because that was a change.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thief on the cross. Remember me. And that moment, as we begin to talk, so I come back the 2 weeks later. I try to visit biweekly. And 2 weeks later, we're reading in John. And I believe we were in Nicodemus at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a feeling that Nicodemus was going to register with them too, being a very educated man, as Mr. Armin is. And he looks at us and he goes, this is so simple. Why cannot people, this is so simple. And then he says, this is so easy. I can do this. And I said, you can believe. He as I can believe.
Yeah.
And then we were just astonished, and I looked at you, and I'm going, praise the Lord. And my point to you was, is the Holy Spirit is evident within someone. You're born again. When a baby's born, life is there. There is no baby, and then there's a baby. And that's just testimony of the Holy Spirit within him. Because up to this point, he was going, I just cannot understand this. I cannot see. I have to know more. I have to study more. I have to read more. And then for him to go, this is so simple. I need to do this. And I'm going, praise God. It's a testimony of who our God is. It's a testimony of who the Spirit is. It's a testimony that when God comes in and touches a heart, it's forever changed. But it changes us from the inside out.
Josh, thank you.
No, it's all the Lord. But it's all him. Well, he told us to go be witnesses. But the testimony this morning is, it's the power of God.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't even know what to do. I'm a pinball here. I'm bouncing all over. So I would come in and I would just go, are you ready to read? Yes. And then he was reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was reading the script. And we would read a whole chapter. Mm-hmm. And he was reading it. Mm-hmm. And that was just the kindness of God.
Yeah.
Did you want to share anything else?
No, that's it. Just okay. Thank you so much.
And then last week when I visit, there's certain times Miss Joanna will be there and then she won't. And he looks at me last week and he stops me. And we're at the woman of the well. And he stops me and he looks at me and he goes, I must read this. It's very important. And I'm going, who says that? It's a testimony of who God is when he rescues a soul. And I'm going, before, there wasn't an openness. But now there's a sense of, I need this. And so we get ready to end, and I said, well, let's close in prayer. I threw this out there. I said, well, do you have anybody here? And, you know, I said, now that you've received the Lord, I said, do you have someone here we'd like to pray with? And I said, and you're going to have opportunities to start sharing with others about who he is. And he goes, you're right. We need to pray for two women. And he wanted to pray for the two women that were nurses there. And so we got to pray for them. And if you turn me to Isaiah 55, and let us give God glory of the work he does. Because if you think about it, even a believer, before Christ, no one would want to go and read and spend time with people, the scriptures, because we didn't know the Lord. But once you come to know the Lord, you feel compelled to go, I got to go share him with others. There's an unction of the Spirit that moves us to do this. But this is a testimony of God and the power of his word. Isaiah 55, as Sonny actually read it this morning, I thought that was the affirmation of the Lord. Isaiah 55, 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him. And to our God he will abundantly pardon. Forgive. He'll just forgive. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, replenishing, causing the nutrients to formulate and bear, and do not return there without watering the earth and make it bear and sprout, and it's a blessing to mankind and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Watch this part. It's one of my favorite verses. So will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. I would also like to add in Matthew 11 as well, and then also I think John 15. You know, John the Baptist is in prison, and he sends his disciples to Christ. He says, are you the expectant one? He said, the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers cleansed. And the point is where I could not hear once in my own life, when I come to know Christ, he opened my ears to hear. He opened my eyes to see. He cleansed me of my sin, the leper. And the lame, where I was once dead, I now can live a life knowing him and receiving his goodness. In that passage, what it's declaring to us is when we receive Christ, all of those things change. We were once dead, but now we're alive. The death or raised is also there. And he begins to testify, the Holy Spirit will be the helper. He'll be in you and he'll be with you. The world does not know him because they do not have him. They do not see him. But the believer, the Holy Spirit will be with you and he'll be in you. And he is the comforter, the teacher, the helper. So my point this morning is just to share testimony. Here was a man with the Alzheimer's that I'm thinking, how's this even going to work? I don't even know if he's going to remember me. I don't know where to even go. And I felt the Lord testify in my heart, you just read him my word. And we saw the word of God and his spirit go into a heart and open that heart. And we watched someone be born again because of the power of his word and the power of his spirit. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for who you are. We want to thank you that, Lord, you go places that we cannot. You know us, Lord. You know our frame. You know we're but dust. Father, we thank you that you have compassion on us and you have mercy on us. And that, Lord, you desire to rescue mankind from the domain of darkness and bring us into your marvelous light. Lord, to open our hearts to know you, to be reconciled to you, to have forgiveness of our sin and be with you for eternity. Lord, this morning, I just want to praise you. And I believe and I pray as a church that we would just praise and exalt you for the good work you're doing in all of our lives and those that you're bringing to yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.